Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
In this city, it feels like every year the media thinks that we're really good, we end up being and every year the media thinks we're going to we end up being really good. So I prefer not to listen to what everybody thinks we look like on paper.
That is Eagle center Jason Kelce, the most popular man in the Delaware Valley. And by the way, I think, Jody, the word that was taken out was mediocre. I think that's the word.
Really? Yeah, I thought it was something else. Yeah, oh, maybe. A little cynical
by the way,
guy that I am.
I was listening to Channel 6 News the other night, and they ran this clip, and they forgot to cut
it. And they didn't beep it? Really?
They beeped the first one and not the second one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like somebody fell asleep. Anyway.
At the wheel, yikes.
But that is him, and I get it. And, you know, I remember going into 2017, nobody thought they were going to be good. And then going into 2018, of course, everybody after the Super Bowl win, everybody thought they would be good. But there you go. And he makes a point, and I think it's kind of right. And the point he makes, and I'll see if you agree with it, is I think I used to say this with you back when we worked together 20-something years ago. Nobody knows nothing. Well, here's what's not true. We're going to have Brian Baldinger on at 11. He knows a lot. But generally, when we're looking and making NFL predictions at this time of the year, you're just throwing a dart in the dark because you don't know who's going to get hurt and you don't know who's going to bust out. And the Eagles have these rookies. And I don't know. Maybe you disagree with me, but I think it's I think I agree with Jason Kelce. I'll just put it that way.
I think Jason is guilty of what most Philadelphia Eagle fans do and are, and that's overstating it. Every time the Eagles media think the Eagles are going to be good, they stink. And every time they think they stink, they no, that's not the case. Sometimes the media gets it right, both ends, both good and bad. Sometimes they're woefully off. That's where your we don't really know comes in. Yeah, it can work either way. I think most times people are at least in the neighborhood and or close. I think in this town is kind of different in that those people that get to those diametrically opposite ends go way too far. Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts is a joke. You know the answer somewhere in the middle, but people love to get to one of the ends here in Philadelphia, either blatantly overly optimistic or Negadelphia to the nth degree.
And by the way, I imagine I've lived in other markets, and I think that's not just unique to Philadelphia, but this is where we are, and this is what we care about.
Yeah, but it's more so here than a lot
may
of
be.
Other markets.
We are an emotional fan base. That's
yes.
True. And I don't want to start a spat with my friend WIP's Elliot Shore Parks, who does a fine job. But I think we're all making too much out of practice. I think we watch it, and I'm not saying we don't know what we're seeing. And listen, Elliot's down there all the time. I really respect that. I respect the acumen of the people who are watching it. But after two or three days, I think everyone is kind of jumping to conclusions. Jody, I don't care how Jalen Hurts looks the first 2 days of practice. It's July. They're running some of those plays out there for the first time ever. They're experimenting. They're trying stuff. They're having him work on his weaknesses. They're, you know, doing something that's geared toward the defense. There's a reason that they practice for 6 weeks. It's so that they're better than they are now, including Jalen Hurts. And I understand he has no track record, Hurts. I understand that he has a lot to prove. And that it's fair to think that a large portion of every fan's hope that the Eagles succeed this year rests on Hurts' improvement from what we all saw last year. But I also don't think you can really gauge it while it's still July. There's still 6 weeks to go. Whether he goes 12 for 16 in practice with two touchdowns or 8 for 16 with two interceptions, I just don't believe we're going to be remembering that on September 11th when they play Detroit. So my message, Jody, is that everybody should chillax.
All right. Let me, since you took a little bit of a shot at Elliot keeping
No, I really don't want to take a shot at Elliot.
I know you don't, but to make your point, you have to at least point it out. Let me apologize to Elliot because I think I got him in trouble the other day.
No, did you?
Yes. No, let me apologize.
Oh, my.
I was doing the midday with Joe DeCamera because Richie was out.
I heard about an hour. That was a very good show.
Yes, thank you. But we had Elliot on, and I asked him about how the Eagles' number one running back did catching the ball out of the backfield because that has been an issue with Miles Sanders. And Elliot noted that Miles Sanders ran with the twos that day, that he was not the number one running back, and that's how I categorized him. And Elliot rightfully pointed out that last year, Miles Sanders never ran with the twos. He ran with the ones every single preseason practice, and it was fairly notable that by the third practice, depending on what is or isn't a practice, depending on how little they do or don't do, but he was already taking second-team reps. Well, then yesterday, people asked Miles about it, and he got kind of huffy about it. I'm going to get my respect I deserve. Don't be writing stories about me being the number two back. Well, Elliot was right. If it had never happened once last year, it was of note when I asked him that. And I didn't even know I was asking him that. I was just asking about Miles catching the ball out of the backfield. So I kind of got Elliot in trouble the other day. So I feel I need to apologize to Elliot. So between the two of us, we should be good with Elliot.
Okay. And I get that. And Sanders is definitely coming in with a chip on his shoulder. And I think it's because after his rookie season, I think most of us, I certainly thought this guy's going to be really good. This guy's going to be a special player. He was excellent as a rookie. Since his rookie season, he's kind of flattened. Some of that may be system. Some of that may be, listen, he still rushes. I think his career, he's rushed for 5.1 yards a carry, which is very good. He's a breakaway runner. His pass receiving, as you mentioned, has declined. He's not always a dependable blocker. And this being his fourth year, this is the year to me that Miles Sanders either, you know, you prove it or you don't. They'll use Gainwell, they'll use Boston Scott, but I think Sanders he's poised. I mean, it's there for him to be excellent and really kind of take it. He hasn't. If he's got that chip on his shoulder, whether it's against Elliott or the media or the world around him, I'm good with that, actually.
Yeah, feel free to run with that. Pardon the pun. Miles, run with it all the way to a big year and a better-sized contract. Now, he's not going to hit the mega millions coming off this
another
season.
Another 1.2 bill?
No. I'm going to absolutely guarantee that his contract comes in below that next year, wherever it is, Philadelphia here or anywhere else. But, yeah, you're going to help decide how much that next contract is going to be, Miles, by how good you play this year. And for him, a key, Mac, he's got to be able to stay on the field. Last year, playing well, 5.5 yards per carry, getting the job done. Oops, here he goes, down with an injury. And Boston Scott and Jordan Howard step in, and the Eagles' running game doesn't miss a beat. Mm-hmm. They're as good as they are without Miles Sanders. So, yes, a key ability of Miles Sanders this year will be his availability. He has to stay available all 17 games.
So I agree with all that. And just to finish my other point, I listen to the station, and I understand how fans like, oh, no, Jalen Hurts threw two interceptions. Like, he's going to be a bust. And you listen to the station, Jody, you hear people mm-hmm. say that. Part of the problem is that fans don't get to go to the practices, the scrimmages. They don't see anything. They're not going to see him in preseason games at all. They don't get to watch the joint scrimmages. So the first time fans are going to see Jalen Hurts, all the others, but Hurts particularly, is when he comes out against Detroit on September 11th. And the last thing those fans saw was the total disaster against the Bucs in the playoffs. So they're looking for affirmation that he's going to be better. I don't know if he is. I just don't. But I think that whatever has happened at the NovaCare practice field over the last couple of days is not going to provide the answer.
Basically, I agree with you that right. Too much is made of it. Now, I will say this. In part, the Eagles have to, they made their bed, they got to sleep with it, in it, because they are practicing less. than certainly the old school Eagle teams did, but even more importantly than other teams in the NFL are these days. They are really taking this stay healthy to an nth degree by not running that many drills. So the few that they do run are going to get overstated and overanalyzed. And when Jalen Hurts has a bad day throwing the football, it's going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Is it overstated? Sure. Will people make too much out of it? You bet. But the Eagles do bring this on themselves a little bit with the way that they've decided to prep for this season.
I hear that. We have a caller who wants to say hi to you. Eleanor in West Philly. You're on with Jody and Glenn. Hey, Eleanor.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
First of all, yesterday when you were welcoming Mike, that was a great show.
Thank you.
And you had several callers that said they like Sunday morning and Saturday morning because that's where they get good information, good facts. We learn things. And I feel the same way. I was so glad I heard them say that because I feel the same way about your 10-1 show. But I feel the same way about Jody's nighttime show. I always feel I get a lot of good information from Jody. So your two choices are excellent. So that's to
you. Thank you. I'm delighted by it. I love working with Jody. I always have. I said the other day, and Jody, I hope this sounds right to you, working with you to me is like an old pair of slippers. It's just really comfortable, and I enjoy it. And Mike is a new guy and interesting, and so
to me, it's right in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have, and just to get right to Jody's, one of Jody's strengths is that he has his ear to the ground always. He knows things, and kind of before the rest of us really know. So I have a question, Jody.
Okay.
And then I have a request to you,
sure.
Jody. The question is, what is this about Ohtani saying that the Mets is his first choice if he leaves the Angels?
Yeah, I saw that, and I was kind of surprised by it because, you remember, we're only a couple of years removed from Ohtani being a free agent coming over from Japan, and he could have signed anywhere he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard that it was going to be San Diego because it's the closest going back to Japan. Ended up being the Angels, which is not that far from San Diego anyway. But he chose the West Coast, and now all of a sudden he wants to become an East Coast guy? That does surprise me. Now, if you're asking me, do I think Ohtani will be traded by Tuesday? The answer is no. And I know he just became available. The Angels just admitted they will take calls on Ohtani. I don't think they can possibly. What are they going to do?
No,
drop down to quadruple A?
No, the Mets can't do it because the Mets are going to make the playoffs. And so Ohtani's going to take your two best players. Right, Ohtani is a great pitcher, is an all-star pitcher and an all-star outfielder or hitter anyway, and so the Mets aren't going to. You gotta. I mean, well, I'm sorry, I'm kind of fumping around here. Do you think the Angels are going to want established players, or do you think the Angels are going to want prospects? And who's got enough prospects to get that guy?
I think the Angels, if they do well, as I said, I don't think they're trading him. I would bet good money against. I certainly believe there's a better chance Soto is dealt than Ohtani is dealt because Washington is in complete and utter rebuild mode, so they know they stink now, and they'll stink even worse when they trade Ohtani. The Angels still, with Mike Trout, believe they're in the mix. Now, Trout getting hurt could actually change the dynamic with his bad back. I just don't think Ohtani's going to be moved. The answer to your question, Glenn, is I don't think anybody's going to be able to come up with the kind of package that the Angels are going to say yes to.
I don't either. And, you know, that franchise, man, they just wasted so much. They wasted Ohtani and Trout. Trout now hurt with the back thing, which is very concerning. You had two of the best, most exciting players in baseball together for several years, and you couldn't even finish .500. That's pretty terrible.
Never make the playoffs. It's ridiculous.
215-592-9494. Best caller of the day gets a $50 Scheib gift card. Jody, coming up, the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame ballot came out this week, and my response is yawn. I'll see if you think any of these guys should make the Hall of Fame, and maybe if it impacts some of the Phillies who've been on the ballot. Jody McDonald, Glenn Mack now, Sunday morning on 94 WIP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire,
plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.